people, it's Today FM's Claire Beck here. Before you start your podcast, let me ask you this. Are you wearing your SPF today? I know, Irish weather can be a bit all over the place, but it really doesn't mean you should skip it. Simple's new SPF 50 UV fluid has your back, whether it's sunny, cloudy, or raining cats and dogs. This isn't just any SPF, it's skincare that works double duty. Not only does it protect your skin from UV damage, but it also helps reverse visible signs of sun damage and aging. Think brighter skin, fewer dark spots, and that stunning glowy look we're all after. And the best part? It's super lightweight, so no greasy feeling, no heavy residue, and it even has an invisible finish. So, whether you're out in the sun or dancing in the rain at your favourite festival, Simple SPF 50 UV fluid protects that summer feeling, whatever the weather. And it's available nationwide. Now, enjoy your podcast.
Uh-oh. A little bit of Ray. The best bits.
Shorts signed by Paul Mescal to be auctioned for a Cork charity. This is a pair of Mescal shorts. Oh my God. The Surgeon Noonan charity have a pair of shorts to be auctioned off. Well, this is for a fundraiser for the Surgeon Noonan charity. Paul Mescal has signed a pair of shorts. I'm guessing they're O'Neill's. Let me call my shorts guy. One second. Put them on two. You can own your own little bit of Paul Mescal's shorts. It's ringing. Hello.
Hi there, can you hear me?
I can hear you. Is that Shannon?
Shannon, that's right.
Hi Shannon, Ray Foley calling from Today FM. How are you?
I'm good, how are you?
Good, I was reading about the shorts. Oh my God, Shannon, what's going on? This is Paul Mescal's shorts. First question, have they been worn?
They have not been worn.
Get off, I'm not interested.
They're Cork shorts, so I doubt he'd wear them, but yes, he's getting
enough.
A lot of questions. Unfortunately, they were not worn by him before, they're brand new.
Okay, so these are short, they're Cork GAA shorts, are they for the Cork jersey?
Yeah, they're Cork GAA shorts. He just signed them for us a few months ago.
Excellent. How'd you get them?
So I'm just part of a charity called Surgeon Noonan in UCC, and I had to organise an event to raise money. And I was lucky enough that a family friend of my family's is also a family friend of Paul's family's. And we were like, is there any chance you could ask Paul to sign something for us? And we weren't expecting that much because obviously Paul is very busy shooting films abroad.
Yeah, he's up the walls.
He was promoting
a
film as well during like the awards season. But then within a month, we had the shorts at our house signed by him. His family arranged it and Paul signed them for us. So we were really lucky because they've raised nearly $2,000 so far for the charity. Yeah.
Amazing. That's fantastic. So I'm trying to understand the link. So family friend, Paul. Is that it?
Family friend, Paul. Yeah.
Two family friend links. So it goes to show it's where a small little island and somebody knows somebody who can make it happen. Who can and tell us, have you got it framed or what's the presentation like of the shorts?
Right now, they're currently sitting in my bedroom, but whoever wins them can decide to have them framed in whatever they want to do.
Yeah, so you won't be able to sniff them if they're framed anyway. That's part of the problem. What has he signed them with? Is it like a permanent marker or what's he signed?
Yeah, permanent marker. It'd be quite hard to get it off.
Okay, right, but I'll do my best. So we're almost at 2,000. Tell us a little bit about the charity. What is Surgeon Noonan?
So it's a charity that's run by UCC medical students. Now, I'm not a medical student myself, but I'm part of the committee and it's been running for nearly, I think, 47 years this year. And what basically the students do is they spend the whole year raising money to donate to underfunded hospitals in Africa. And around each year we raise over 100,000. So I think we've raised 130,000 so far this year. And then the students will go over to Africa for 4 weeks of placement. All costs are covered by themselves, like travel expenses and accommodation expenses and all that. And just all the money is then given to the hospitals they go to. So they just spend it on things like, I suppose, medical equipment and medicine. A lot of stuff that I wouldn't really think about here in Ireland, but would help out a lot of the hospitals. And then just like bigger projects. So like the repairing of wards or like new surgeries, just to help them out a bit in return for letting us do placement there.
It was a guy that was the charity was established in honour of a guy that went to or graduated from UCC. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. Tim Noonan was his name. He spent a lot of his life working over in Africa and helping out in different hospitals. I think it was around like the 60s, 70s. So right. The students have just carried on that tradition of trying to give something back over there, because a lot of the students are given a lot of help during their placement, of course, as well from the doctors over there. They just work really hard to raise as much money as they can. So I'm really glad that Paul's family was able to help out like this. It was really good of them, and we're very lucky that they were able to help us out.
That's fantastic, and so lovely of him to do. Particularly when he's like, I know his career's going from strength to strength, but he really he didn't have to. And I'm sure he is up the walls. What are you studying? Are you studying yourself, or are you in college yourself, Shannon?
Yeah, I'm in second year finance, so nothing to do with medicine at all.
You're the money. You're the money into things. Yeah,
and I'm trying my best.
You'll raise the money, and then you'll be at Cork Airport waving them off as they head off to Africa. You'll be like, "Listen, send me a postcard. Best regards, and we'll do the fundraising again next year. It'll be nice and dry." Tell us the countries again where they're working in hospitals, just to let, and certainly if people would like to donate, we'll give the links. But where are the countries again?
So where they go to is Malawi, Kenya, Tanzania, Zambia and Ghana. So it's just five countries in North Africa. So there's different hospitals around there, and they go over in groups of fours and fives to each hospital. The links are available online. If you search up Surgeon Union, there is a link you can donate to. There's also another raffle for a holiday worth £2,000. And of course, there's the Paul Mescal one, which is, if you just search up Paul Mescal shorts online, you should be able to find the link. And you can either buy a ticket, one ticket for €3 or three for €7 if you're interested. So there's plenty of places online to search up. Just look up Surgeon Noonan.
Surgeon Noonan is the name of the charity, named after Tim Noonan. So do a search for Surgeon Noonan, and you can find the link there to donate. We'd love to people to donate. If
Shannon, any interest in a pair of signed Ray Foley shorts?
I've
just gone through my email inbox, and there's nothing from you.
I'd be happy. I'd be happy to do everything I can for the cause.
To be fair, our target is 100,000, not 500,000, Ray. I don't know.
Yeah, that's it.
I don't know.
Manage expectations, Shannon. You're dead right. Yeah. so lovely to talk to you. So lovely to come on. And if anyone wants to donate, there's a long link here. I'll share it on my socials.
Thank you so much, Ray.
It's on iDonate, and you can do a search for Surgeon Noonan. Cheers, Shannon. All the best. Have a good day.
A little bit of Ray. The best bits. Catch Ray Foley from 2 p.m. weekdays on Today FM.
Ray.
Yeah.
I love the show.
Hey!
Hello, it's Today FM's Claire Beck here. Before you start your podcast, let me ask you this. Are you wearing your SPF today? I know, Irish weather can be a bit all over the place, but it really doesn't mean you should skip it. Simple's new SPF 50 UV fluid has your back, whether it's sunny, cloudy, or raining cats and dogs. This isn't just any SPF. It's skincare that works double duty. Not only does it protect your skin from UV damage, but it also helps reverse visible signs of sun damage and aging. Think brighter skin, fewer dark spots, and that stunning glowy look we're all after. And the best part? It's super lightweight, so no greasy feeling, no heavy residue, and it even has an invisible finish. So, whether you're out in the sun or dancing in the rain at your favourite festival, Simple SPF 50 UV fluid protects that summer feeling, whatever the weather. And it's available nationwide. Now, enjoy your podcast.